This is the takeaway. One signature of the recession ending, according to economists and politicians, is the brisk pace of car sales. 14.5 million new vehicles sold last year, on a steady rise to the pre-recession 17 million annual figure. In October, was the best month for car sales in the past 6 years. Now, part of that success may be heard in commercials like these.
You know, life has its ups and downs, and things have been tough for most families the last 4 or 5 years.
Is your bad credit score causing innumerable problems in getting a car loan?
We can help reestablish your credit or get you in a new or pre-owned vehicle today.
If you want someone to ignore your bad credit score,
in a world filled with bad credit, with streets infested, with damaged cars, a new world is about to shine.
So, bad credit, no problem. How does that work exactly? And no problem for whom? Chris Kukla is the Senior Vice President at the Center for Responsible Lending. Hello, Chris. Nice to have you here.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So, is there a bubble in the car loan business, and are there securitized car loans, just as there were securitized mortgage derivatives being sold and resold?
There are securitized car loans being sold just like mortgages. And while I don't know that we have a bubble, I think we have some things that we really need to be concerned about. And here's why, is with subprime car loans, there is a practice that goes on actually with all car loans where the auto dealer can mark up your interest rate for compensation. So say you qualify for a rate of 5%, the car dealer may have discretion to mark your rate up to 7%. The concern that we have is that with research we did on loans that were securitized through subprime finance companies, so companies that sell, that make loans to subprime consumers, just by having that discretion and using it, the odds that that loan would end with the car being repossessed increased by 33%, which means that there are some significant risks in this marketplace.
And just the markup interest amounts to $25.8 billion over the life of some of these loans, right?
That's correct. For people who bought cars in 2009, they will pay $25.8 billion in additional interest for compensation to dealers.
What's the outstanding balance for auto loans in the U.S., if we can even assess that?
It's a moving number, but it is in the billions. And it is one of, you know, when you think about it, for most consumers, it is going to be the first or second most expensive purchase they make. The most expensive would be your home. But this is also something that folks need to get to work. And so it is a very important asset for families, and it's important that if we're going to do it, we need to do it right. We have some real concerns that the kinds of practices that go on in the auto finance market right now, especially in subprime, where you have consumers with much fewer options than those with prime credit, it increases the likelihood that they're going to be subject to a wide range of abuses in the auto lending market.
Third largest source of household debt, $783 billion outstanding auto loans. That's serious money. Any chance it would cascade through the economy like the housing market did if things were to explode?
You know, I think it's a little bit different because even though the scope of it is huge, the scope of the housing market was bigger. I do think, however, I mean, it can cause some serious economic dislocation because if you have families losing their cars, these are going to be families that then start having trouble keeping their jobs. And if you have a whole group of folks who suddenly find themselves unemployed because the car loan they got was unfair, that's going to cause some serious ripples in the economy, and certainly that local economy is going to suffer.
Chris Kukla, Senior Vice President at the Center for Responsible Lending, on problems in the subprime car loan industry. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you.